Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're going to be talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs prospects in the next two segments. So we're happy to bring on Dave Morrison, the Director of Amateur Scouting for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And Dave, thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate it.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
Well, Dave, I know you got the chance to see the CHL Top Prospects game last week, and Russ and I just did a couple segments on a little bit of review and some players that sort of stood out to us and how the game unfolded. What were your impressions of the game itself, and were you impressed with how many of the players came out and played?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not sure what I felt going into the game and what I thought it was going to be or not be, but the one thing I do know is coming out after the game, I was really happy with the way it went. I thought it was a real skillful game. It was the kids played hard, and I certainly thought that they tried to show the things that they should show as players. And I know that, you know, the coaches preach that to them before the game, that, you know, to play their game and, you know, bring the game that the scouts want to see. And I thought for the most part, most of the kids did. I thought it was a real skilled game, and it was really a lot of fun to watch.
Well, Dave, we're not going to ask you what you thought of certain players because I know you're not going to tell us, so it's okay.
Well, I'll say whether I thought they played well or not, but how much I like them, no, I think I'll keep that one close to the vest.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the kids in the American League system down with the Marlies. I just want to get your thoughts and your impressions of them and, you know, what you know, your colleagues have mentioned to you about how they played so far. And the first guy I want to talk to you about is Stuart Percy, who was a first-round pick, 25th overall in 2011, who is a rookie now in the American Hockey League, getting his first taste of the pro game. Now, my impression of Stuart when he played with Mississauga is always that steady, smart, puck-managing defenseman who was an honest defender, didn't bang and crash you, but just took away time and space, kind of irritated you as a forward, and was just effective of just getting in the way. Kind of like, it's almost that quiet Dan Hamhuis type of style. I'm not saying that he is Dan Hamhuis, but that style of game where you don't really notice him, but after the game, the coach is going, you know, he had a really good game and just took care of business. What were your impressions of him so far in the first 33 games with Toronto Marlies?
Well, and I think that's what you're seeing. I think he, you know, there's a bit of an adjustment period, I think, with Stuart in terms of the physicality. You know, you do have to up your physicality from junior to the pro game, mm-hmm. even though, you know, that may not be your greatest asset. And certainly in Stuart's case, I think his mind and his stick are, you know, very, very, very good. And, you know, that's how he plays the game. He thinks the game so well. But, you know, there has to be a certain amount of physicality. You know, you have to be able to pick. You know, you have to be able to use your body. You have to bump guys. You have to create space. And he's starting to, you know, and I don't mean that when a guy's got a puck or not, even, you know, away from the play where you have to just, you know, you have to be able to keep guys to positions where you want them. And I think Stuart's really learning that part. I think Steve Steos, who's on our development side, has been a big help to him in that regard. And I know he's made strides in that area, and the other parts have been good. I mean, certainly his puck play, his puck movement. I had a good talk with Steve Spott a few weeks back, and he was very happy with where Stuart had gone. And, you know, the way he manages the game and his puck is just so good. And I think those other little details, as I said, are really improving. And, you know, he's heading in the right direction. So there's a lot of positive signs for him.
Yeah, I always felt for an offensive guy, he was still willing to block shots, and he showed a certain amount of toughness. But I also felt like you had to be pretty happy that in juniors for Mississauga, he was playing in like a pro-style defensive system, I felt.
Yeah, that's, you know what, yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, the guys he's had there, like Dave Cameron and then James Boyd after, you know, they play that style, and, you know, I think that's always been a strength, certainly of their teams. And, you know, Stuart was a big part of it. They went to the Memorial Cup. Well, they hosted it, obviously, mm-hmm. but they had a great team and just lost Owen Sound in the final. But, you know, Stuart was a big part of that. He he gained a lot of experience, and, you know, he's been fortunate to have played for these guys, and you're right, and be in that system, and it's helped him now as he's become a pro for sure.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Toronto Maple Leaf prospects with Director of Amateur Scouting Dave Morrison. Dave, next guy I want to ask you about is Tyler Biggs. You know, he's a player that you guys took in 2011, 22nd overall. Big, massive, power forward, 6'3", well over 220 pounds, and is in his rookie year in the American Hockey League. And although, you know, I know that Tyler himself would like to have more offensive production, are you guys happy with, you know, with his continuous improvement and the fact that, you know, he's understanding that it's an adjustment for him as well in the style of game he plays, going against men and not having to play against, you know, primarily boys in the Ontario Hockey League?
Yeah, we are. You know, with Tyler, it's you know, it's kind of like, you know, he came in, he had a bit of a slow start, and I think there was that adjustment period for him to realize, you know, to play, he has to play a certain way to be effective, and we drafted him to be a big physical forward. You know, we didn't draft him to, set the world on fire in terms of his offensive production, but I think in Tyler would like to do that, and I think that's where we see the value in Tyler as a player, is that he can be physical, he can kill penalties, he can create space, and yet he can also play the game. These types of players are really tough to find, and you know, Tyler's been making steady improvement over the course of this year, and I know the coaches are quite happy with you know, with his attitude and with the steps he's taken so far in the season. You know, every player has a different timetable, and you know, certainly with Tyler, it's important that we don't rush him, and it's important that he plays the game, you know, the right way, the way that we, you know, that power forward style, you know, that physical style, that, and also be able to contribute and chip in some points. I think these types of players are just so hard to find. You know, the ones that are willing to play that, you know, that tougher style of hockey, and you know, Tyler's you know, doing all the right things to become that kind of player. So we're happy with where he's at right now for sure.
Yeah, I think when you see a guy like him, and he was able to dominate to a certain extent at the collegiate level because of his size and strength, and then he goes to the and turns pro and then does realize, wow, these guys are even faster, bigger, and stronger. I would imagine that is sort of daunting because he has gone through the other levels pretty well doing what he was doing, but then now he has to sort of up it a little bit, and it will take some time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now that, you know, the size of the player just jumps immediately from college, and then he, you know, that year in Oshawa too, and you know, the difference too with him, with the, you know, the difference between, you know, his year at Miami and then at Oshawa, you know, the kids in college may not be as big, but in many cases they're a lot stronger because they're older than the kids in junior. So he had that year, and you know, and then he goes to Oshawa, and he's got, you know, it's a real, real good style of hockey, obviously, in the CHL, and he's got a whole different set of things he's got to overcome and learn to do, and I think that year in Oshawa was good as well, and now with the Marlies, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the average size and strength of the player has gone up again, and so he's doing that, and, you know, he's getting better at it. You know, I know he's been moving well and playing physical, and you know, he's probably not on the score sheet as much as he'd like, but that part will take care of itself once he establishes himself as that big, strong power forward. And you know, when you know, as a young player, you just have to keep doing those things, and he is doing them, and you know, he'll find his way against the pros, against these bigger, stronger guys, and that's when his real value is going to come. When you get a player like that you can play on your, you know, wherever he ends up in your lineup, he's going to be a valuable guy because of the size and strength and the physicality, but the fact that he can play the game. Like, Tyler plays the game. He's got good hands for a big guy, and he thinks the game well. And, you know, I think if we're patient with him here down the road, we're going to have a guy that's going to really be able to contribute to our team and success.
Dave, when you look at Tyler Biggs' progression, is it easy to go and say to him, look at some guys with the LA Kings who are of a similar mold to you in a Dwight King, Kyle Clifford, Jordan Nolan, where that's been a really slow progress for all those three players in terms of getting to up to an NHL speed and being effective with your size and your ability. Does that make it easier for him to say, hey, look, you're no different than them. It's a slow process. If you keep working hard, you're going to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many examples of players where it's just a patience thing, and you know, you got to put one foot in front of the other, and you know, playing in the American League is a great thing for players. I think most of them understand that, and I know Tyler does. And I, as I say, when I talked to Steve Spott way back or a few weeks back, he was happy with him too. You know, he's doing the things he's got to do, and he's like any young player. You know, there's things they have to learn and becoming a pro, and you know, he was doing all the necessary steps, and you know, he's a well-liked kid, and he does what he has to do, and you know what, he's going to be fine, and you have to like that size and strength, and you know, the fact that he can play the game too.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're discussing the Toronto Maple Leafs prospects with the Director of Amateur Scouting of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Dave Morrison. And Dave, I want to ask you about Josh Levo, who's a third-round pick of yours back in 2011, who's another rookie in the American Hockey League. And, you know, we've talked about him with you in the past about a young guy who is just sort of growing into his body, beginning to, you know, show that consistency, beginning to understand what he is capable of. And I think I've seen through preseason and then through, you know, the few games he's played in the NHL and the American League, that this is a kid who's beginning to understand how good he can be, how effective he can be, and he's getting bigger, stronger, faster. What are your thoughts on Josh?
You know what? He's a kid. You know, he's got so much natural ability, just even as an athlete in general. He's got a great set of hands and mind for the game. You know, I think he jumped out of the gate here pretty well. Obviously, playing with the big team there for a while with some of the injuries we were going through, and did a real good job. I think he went down to the Marlies and played well for a bit, and then he hit a bit of a wall. I think which is understandable. You know, with you know, playing that many games with the big team early, I think, you know, some of these kids, it's a long season for them at the pro level, especially their first one. But he certainly came back strong all of a sudden, at a hat trick there not too long ago, where he was coming off a stretch where he hadn't played so well. But he's a real handful down low, you know, on the cycle or down low in the battles. He really protects the puck well, and he's pretty slippery for a good sized kid. Like, he protects the puck well, and he's able to shield it and spin off, or you know, spin one way, spin the other way, and with those quick hands of his and mind, he can find guys and do the quick little give and goes down low, or you know, take that quick shot. That's a real strength of his game. We're very happy with Josh as well. He's got that offensive upside to him, and he's not afraid to battle and play physical. So, you know, again, he's another guy. If we feel like we're patient with him, we're going to have a real key player for us down the road.
Yeah, especially you drafted him in the third round. I love the way that he'll fight to get to the puck, and he'll get in the crease area. He won't put up with anything, any garbage. That really is, to me, a key part of his game.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of attitude, you know, and that, you know, bodes well for a lot of players, I think, when they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder in those types of situations.
Yep.
And I just feel like, you know, those kind of guys, they seem to find a way, and Josh is certainly one of those guys. So we're excited about his future.
Dave, when you're looking at a guy like Josh Levo, you know, in his draft year and projecting him, and, you know, he's a guy that goes in the third round, was just untapped ability that you look at a guy like that and you look at him and go, okay, when he's fully grown at 6'2", and maybe he's 210, maybe 215, and he still has that agility, skating ability, to be able to make quick plays and plays down low, because in many cases this is a half-court game in the NHL. Was that the thing that sort of like stood out to you and said, you know, we can't let this guy get past us. We have to draft him now.
Yeah, there was that discussion actually at our table, funnily enough, because, you know, he certainly didn't light up the season, his OHL season. His season was very modest. You saw flashes of those quick hands and offensive ability, you know, especially as we were saying, you know, the down low game. But it's in the playoffs where he really took off. And that's sort of where we thought, hey, this kid's really got something, especially, you know, the pace and the tempo goes up in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you know, he's becoming a key part as a 17-year-old of this team and taking charge. And we just thought that was such a good sign for him moving forward. And then, you know, of course, we did the follow-up testing with him, with our strength coach and doctors and everything, and the skating coach too, and we just felt like there was just so much upside there. And, you know, sitting at the table, back to that part, with the discussion, it was just like, you know what, I think we got to take him now, because there's other teams that are going to see this as well, and we just felt like there was too much for us to let him sit there anymore. So we took that chance on him, and so far he's proven to be a guy that looks like he's got a real good chance.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back on Hockey Prospect Radio, we'll have more Toronto Maple Leafs prospects right after these messages.
HockeyProspect.com has the most extensive coverage for NHL, OHL, and Quebec Major Junior Draft coverage on the web. HockeyProspect.com acts like a 31st NHL team. They travel with NHL scouts across the globe, scouting prospects in all the major junior leagues and in international events. Their scouts provide game reports and rank players for the NHL draft. HockeyProspect.com is a respected source for independent scouting services and draft publications. Visit HockeyProspect.com today.
She loves me not.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. And we're talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs prospects with Director of Amateur Scouting, Dave Morrison. And Dave, we're going to go down and talk about some of the kids that are in the junior ranks. And the first guy I want to get your thoughts on is Frederick Gauthier. And he's an interesting player in the fact that he has a blend of size, skill, but is a guy who's a more of a two-way player that you could almost mold into a second-line center, maybe, like, at worst case, a third-line center. But, you know, finding a guy with that type of size and the ability to shut down the opposition is one of the main reasons why, you know, you guys draft him 21st overall in 2013. How happy have you guys been with his progress this season?
I think we're happy with him. Offensively, we're trying to get him to push the envelope a little bit, and I know they're doing that in Rimouski as well. But Freddie's a real diligent defensive player, and he wants to be able to combine that, which is great. But it's a tough thing to do, to learn, to be able to play both ends of the ice. And he's heading in the right direction in that regard. I know at the World Junior, he started out playing on the wing, and he looked a little bit lost at times, but had some moments. And then when they put him in the middle, it just seemed to all fall into place for him. So he's certainly that centerman, that big, strong, shutdown, defensive, good on faceoff type guy that you're looking for. And, in order for him to move up your lineup, which is what we'd like him to do at some point, he's going to have to learn to push the envelope a little more offensively. So he's learning how to do that. And, he's a great kid. He's got great character. And so we're happy with where he is right now. And, you know, he's certainly a huge kid. I mean, it might not be 23, 24, 25 before you really get the full package from a guy like that, because he's just so big right now.
Yeah, well, it's good that you're going to be patient with him, because, like you said, you already know he could play defense, and you already know he has real good hockey sense, and you can't teach size.
So the other things you presumably think that he can learn over time, and it's good that, I mean, he's still listed as 18, which is hard to believe. So he's got time.
Yeah, and as I was saying too, he'll do all the right things, and it's just so hard to find a big centerman that can play, mm-hmm. you know, that can do a lot of different things. And so you know what, that's the guy that we liked, and you know, we picked, and we're gonna work with, and we feel like you know, he's another kid down the road that's really gonna help us, and we're gonna make sure that he does the right thing and things, and he plays at the right levels at the right times, and he keeps working and doing the things he should do, and down the road we're going to have a guy that's really going to help us.
Dave, when I look at Frédéric Gauthier, you know, I know people will look at his points and go, well, he's a first-round pick. He should be getting more points. He should be around a point a game or higher. But then I look at the type of points he gets. And, you know, you're watching players in junior, and one of the things that comes to mind when I see Frédéric Gauthier and other players is, are those points transferable to an NHL game? If you were put in an NHL mm-hmm. setting, would he be able to get those points? And I think that's the biggest difference. Now, Frederick this year, maybe through the second half, he like gets, you know, he pushes the envelope more. But I think the majority of his points are points that you could get in the NHL that are transferable, because there's a lot of points that are, you know, scored on the outside, out in the perimeter, that would never happen in the NHL. Do you see that in Frederick's game?
Yeah, definitely. There's no question. That's a good point by you there, Shane. And you know, I can even go back to you know, the one exhibition game he played against Philadelphia and London. He you know, he made a real nice play down behind the net where he used his size and strength, and he, you know, and he batted the puck on his backhand out to somebody in front who scored. And you know, that is the kind of play that, you know, that gets you those points. And you know, he's not in a 10-0 game. He's not going to end up with 5 points from six through, you know, goal 6 through 10. That's not the kind of player he is. And I think his points, as you say, are transferable. And you know what? He's a pro style player. And I think, and we think as an organization, you can win with a player like Frédéric Gauthier. Like, he's the kind of player that can help your team get over the hump somewhere down the road. And whether that's a third line center or in the best case scenario second line, but even if it's a third line and that's where he is, he's going to help you win. And that's what we're looking at, and that's what we like about him.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs prospects with the Director of Amateur Scouting of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Dave Morrison. Dave, I want to ask you about Matt Finn, who is a second-round pick of yours back in 2012. He was in his last year with the Guelph Storm. A player I think in many respects was underappreciated, you know, and a guy who has played a ton of minutes in Guelph, like has been the number one guy for, you know, the last 3 years, and in many cases may have been overplayed. But I think in that circumstance, I don't know if you agree or not, that you guys got a great opportunity to see a guy play when he's mentally, emotionally, and physically fatigued and still manage to make good plays under that type of duress in back-to-back games and 3 and 4 nights. Was that part of your guys' evaluation process when you did draft Matt Finn?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we understood that he was a real mature, focused individual. I mean, you could just tell when you met him and you interviewed him and, you know, you did your background work on him that, you know, he's just like a model type kid, you know, in terms of, you know, how he prepares himself for games and he, you know, how he mentally, you know, sort of does all the right things and, you know, he takes care of his body. He gets his rest. He does the right things. He's a good team guy. He's very well respected. You know, I just saw him play, and, you know, of course his team is playing very, very well right now, and they do have a really good team. And he's a big part of it. You know, he's the captain, and he just calms them down. He does the right things. As you say, he makes the right decisions under pressure, under stress. And I think he's a key guy on that team moving forward. And, you know, I know they're expecting big things there. And right now they're looking like a team that's going to that's going to make some waves here come playoff time in the OHL. But, you know, it's certainly Matt is a big part of that. And, you know, again, he's another kid that we're really happy with where he's at.
Yeah, I always thought you guys got a great value where you got him, 35th overall. And I'm not sure why he really slipped to that. I know I had him ranked higher. Shane may have had him ranked higher. Were you kind of surprised that he was there on the board when you went to pick at that point?
Well, I was a little bit, and I wasn't a little bit. You know, the draft is a funny thing. I think, you know, Matt's not, you know, he's not like a guy that's going to dazzle you with his speed or his you know, his niftiness out there type thing. He's a guy, he's just a good, solid, smart player that, you know, and he scores because he makes the right decisions, but he kind of does it in a non-flashy way, and mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any other way I can describe that, but it's non-flashy. He just does the right things, make the right plays, and, you know, he's not a guy that flies around all over the place, and I think maybe at the end of the day, when you're picking at the top of the draft sometimes it, or not, you know, those first couple of rounds, guys want a little more pizzazz maybe, but mm-hmm. You know, everybody picks the players they want, and you know, and then you just have to wait and see on who makes it and who doesn't. And, but we certainly were happy to get him where we got him, and you know, there's always good players in every draft, and you know, there's tough decisions for all the teams to make, and we were just happy that he got there, and we picked him, and you know, we feel like he's got a real good chance to help our team down the road.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM. NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs prospects with their Director of Amateur Scouting, Dave Morrison. And Dave, a guy that we've talked about in the past with you and Connor Brown, who you got in the sixth round, is once again lighting up the Ontario Hockey League with his offensive flair. You know, he's a guy that you drafted late in the sixth round, clearly because of his size. You know, 5'11", maybe 170, 175 pounds if he's lucky. But, you know, he has the hockey sense and the, you know, the puck management skills and the puck skills to be an effective player. You guys have to be thrilled with how he's progressed. And is does this draft kind of remind you of, like, the Connor Brown? This could be called a Connor Brown draft of, like, 2014, just because there's so many smaller skilled players in this year's draft, and sometimes they get overlooked like Connor did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Connor, yeah, it's a size. And you know what? Their team wasn't very good, and, you know, they really struggled as a young team at that time, and they were obviously building towards, you know, this year and next year, and, it, you know, it's worked out for them here, so... yeah, he was. I mean, he was their top scorer at the time, and I think he had 25 goals, maybe 50 points, but he was on the one side of the ledger, he was minus 72. And, you know, you kind of, I got reminded of that by one of the reporters right after that draft, too. And I mentioned to him I was afraid they were going to notice that, and they did. So, but you know what? That's cleared itself up. He's well on the plus side this year. You know, on a better team, and he's matured, and you know his defensive game has gotten better as well. And you know, Connor's certainly got the skill. You can see a lot more strength in his stride now. There's a little more power in it. You know, he's moving around the ice very well, and he's always had that hunger. That tenacity to score and to make plays, and he's really a puck hound, and you know that really bodes well for him in being able to play his game at the pro level. You know, the challenge will be now for Connor to continue to work on his body and continue to get stronger, and you know, just gain that man strength, and I you know, that's going to happen naturally here. And I think he's pushing 6 foot now from what I understand, and you know, he's just going to have to fill out. But, you know, we're very pleased, and, you know, we've got him under contract now. So it's, you know, hopefully he just keeps continuing to do what he's doing. And, you know, their team's playing very well as well. And I know that's important to Connor. He's the captain of that team. So, you know, he's, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, we're very, very, very happy with where he is.
Yeah, I mean, when you see him on the power play, he's a real whiz on the power play and definitely has a clutch scoring gene in him. He seems to get big goals when you need him, and I like his hockey sense, and he does have a good nose for the net too.
Yeah, he's He's a bit of a puck hound, and he's a hungry scorer. I know I'm mentioning that again, but he's just one of those guys that he's always around the puck. He's always around the puck. He's always getting open in around the net and in the offensive zone. He finds holes with the puck with his playmaking. And he's got a great support cast there too in Erie. We'd be remiss if we didn't say that. He's certainly got some real high-end talent around him, and that helps him even more. So he's a good player. He's a real talented young guy on a talented young team there, and he's had to pay his dues, and he's had to persevere, and he's stuck with it, and I think that's almost what I like the most about him. It would have been easy to give up, a couple of years back on a real young, struggling team, but he's fought his way through and become the player he's becoming, and I know there's still a lot of room for him to even get better. So I think he's he's a kid again with all those great character traits that's going to help him get better.
Yeah, Dave, I've got a couple of minutes left. In terms of, Connor's ability, I think it's pretty clear, but he sort of reminds me a little bit of Chris Versteeg in that way, where he, like you had mentioned, he's a puck hound. He's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He's willing to go into, some dirty areas to make some plays, and just has showed mentally and emotionally his size doesn't inhibit him from doing what he thinks he needs to do to make a play.
Yeah, he's, and that part's getting better too. And I think that's all, part of his maturation physically. As he gets, as he's getting stronger, he's able to impose himself on the play even more. And he's certainly a kid, with that higher end skill, I would say. He does fit in with a number of different guys when you look at them, at that stage of their development. Certainly we're hopeful. I know you compared him to a couple of good players there, so I think we'd be pretty happy if he could turn into those guys.
Do you worry that he is a local Toronto kid, and when he does eventually get to the level he might get to, that there'll be some extra pressure?
Russ, I think maybe in the past, but we do these development camps and we really school them on playing in Toronto and certainly the challenges that await.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the preparation part, I think we've got guys in our team now that are local, and I think they can really help as we integrate more guys in here over the next 5 or 10 years, because we do have quite a few kids now that are local in our system, and I think it's not easy, but by the same token, it can be the greatest place in the world to play, when things are going well. And kids, and for a kid like Connor Brown, they know going in, so I think he's going to be ready for it. I think all the guys are now. I think they have to be. That's just the way we look at it, and I think that's the way they have to look at it.
Well, Dave, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink and talking to you down the road.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
That's Dave Morrison, Director of Amateur Scouting for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Russ and I will be right back, and we'll talk about the 2014 draft right after these important messages.